Hi, everyone, and welcome to this morning's edition of the SoFi Daily Podcast. It's Thursday, April 25th. Here's what you need to know to start the day. Let's begin with a quick review. U.S. stocks were mixed on Wednesday as earnings again drove much of the market action. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 0.1% or 43 points, while the S&P 500 closed more or less flat. The NASDAQ Composite inched up 0.1%. Wednesday's earnings moves were led by Tesla, the shares of which soared 12.1% after reiterating its commitment to developing self-driving vehicles and robo-taxis. The company also announced plans to begin production on a budget electric vehicle by early 2025. Toymaker Hasbro saw its stock jump 11.9% after beating earnings estimates, largely due to cost-cutting efforts and digital gaming revenue. Shares of pharmaceutical company Biogen also rallied 4.6% on successful cost-cutting efforts. Hilton Worldwide reported better-than-expected results and raised its earning outlook, sending its stock 3.9% higher. Elsewhere, shares of Boeing fell 2.9% after reporting it burnt through nearly $4 billion in cash last quarter as it battles ongoing quality concerns. Aerospace defense company General Dynamics saw its shares fall 4% after missing earnings projections. Electronics company Teledyne saw its stock tumble nearly 11% after missing estimates and cutting its full-year earnings forecast. Shares of insurance giant Humana fell 3.7% after withdrawing its 2025 profit forecast. Spotify also gave back much of its 11.5% gain in Tuesday's session, with its stock declining 7.3%. In economic data, durable goods orders increased 2.6% in March, with major gains coming from transportation and non-defense aircraft and parts. Finally, the 30-year mortgage rate increased to 7.24% last week, its highest level since November, leading to a 2.7% decline in mortgage applications. Here are a few headlines that should be on your radar. President Joe Biden signed the TikTok ban bill into law. Parent company ByteDance now has 9 months to a year to divest the app's U.S. business or face a nationwide ban. Oracle founder Larry Ellison announced plans to move his company's headquarters to Nashville. Finally, the White House expanded overtime pay, covering more than 4 million workers who weren't eligible previously. Here's what to be on the lookout for today. Initial estimates of first quarter GDP growth will also get the weekly update to unemployment claims. In earnings, it will be another busy day with Google parent Alphabet, American Airlines, Capital One, Caterpillar, Comcast, Honeywell, Merck, Microsoft, Roku, Southwest Airlines, and T-Mobile reporting. Last but not least, here is one non-finance-related thing we learned today. South Dakota has 4 times as many cows as people. That's all we have for you today. We'll see you back here tomorrow morning. And in the meantime, don't forget to check out the SoFi app. Before we go, this communication from SoFi Wealth and The Street Sheet is for informational purposes only. It is not intended to serve as a recommendation to buy, sell, or hold any security, and is not an offer or sale of a security. Information contained within should not be perceived as a research report and is not intended to serve as the basis for any investment decision. Any third-party views reflected herein do not reflect the opinion of SoFi Wealth or its affiliates or The Street Sheet. All investments involve risk, and the past performance of a security does not guarantee future results or returns. There is always the potential for financial loss when investing in securities or other financial products. Investors should consider their investment objectives and risks before investing.